been busy.
Yeah, my father's wife called me. So when she calls me, I always talk for a long time because she can afford it and I can't.
Oh, my gosh. I thought my phone was out of order. No. I called my sister and I get just busy, and then I'd hang up and I'd lift it up again and be busy. How you doing?
Pretty good. I got a raise.
Good.
Yeah, $2 a week.
Oh, wow. What are you going to do with it all?
God, I just don't know how I'm going to spend all that money.
Got to go shopping.
Well, I should, but, you know, at $8 a month, anything I buy, I'd be using up my raise for half a year.
God. Just love to play golf. He's got to go to Riverside and a company deal, so.
Oh, God, Riverside today?
Yeah, they're going to tee off at 12. It's a company deal, so a couple was supposed to come down last night, and, you know, because he was going to play company, and then there was a death in their family, so. Hey, guys, this has really been a week, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. It really has.
I won't even turn the TV on.
Well, I had turned it on when I first got up just to see how things were progressing, but the thing was so sad and all that horrible sad music they kept playing all the time,
God.
You know.
They go on and on and on with this. Like yesterday, showing them going in the I mean, so much, I know it's sad, but my God, just don't throw it at the public constantly.
Well, I think it's sad that they don't allow, you know, the families at least the decency of having some privacy.
Yeah, in the church yesterday, they flashing the cameras on them, and they were there, you know, went in to pray, and God.
It's terrible.
Jackie looked up. Hey, that was the same spot we took off for Honolulu, where they put him on, at that chartered place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Exactly. It says on West Imperial Boulevard, and that I could see the building, and then the World Airways was on the side there where it comes in, and that's just where we took off.
Well, I'll be done.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm glad it didn't happen while you were trying to get off.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that would have been a mess. You'd have never gone to Hawaii.
No, wouldn't that have been something?
Gee, many Christmas. No kidding. Yeah, it's been a rough week. Everybody is, you know, talking about it. And everybody, of course, I don't know whether it's that or just that we're just completely bogging down at work. Or
everybody
with my finals.
Oh, how'd you do with your finals?
I don't know. I haven't gotten, they'll mail my grades, you know, but.
Oh.
I took my final Monday in anthro, and I took my final and turned in my term paper in psychology on Thursday, and had to get up on the hot seat. I'm just dying to have you read some of these things the kids wrote.
Really?
They are so cute. Yeah, they were just very, very, very sweet with me, and it was so funny. In fact, one of the kids came up to me, one of the young fellows that was about 22,
mm-hmm.
and he had been in one of my micro groups right at the very beginning,
mm-hmm.
and the kid that was up there just before I was just completely disintegrated before our eyes. He just he just started telling about what the class meant to him and so forth, and he started crying, and God, it was just terrible.
A young kid?
Yeah, he's about 23, I think,
mm-hmm.
and he's admitted to taking drugs before, you know, and we all kind of thought maybe he'd been smoking pot or something that he, you know, became so intensely emotional over the whole thing. But I'm telling you, by the time I got up there after him, everybody was so completely wrung out, you know, and
mm-hmm.
so quiet. And so I just, you know, gave my short little dissertation, then everybody writes, you know, about
mm-hmm.
what they feel towards you. And then afterwards, he came up and he said, I'd like to take you over to Shakey's and buy you a beer.
How cute.
Yeah, there were about 8 or 9 of us that went over. They have always gone over, you know, after work. And I said, no kidding. I said, listen, I just got a raise. I said, I'll buy you one. I'll celebrate my raise. And so he laughed. And so a whole bunch of us went over, and there were 3 of us gals and 5 or 6 fellas. And then one of the girls had to leave about a half an hour later because she had to go home and let a roommate in. And one of the other girls had to leave for something. And there I sit with all these young fellas. I felt like a den mother.
Are you the oldest in the class?
Oh, by far.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
Did you learn a lot in class?
I'll tell you one thing that I do feel, and then I told Mr. too afterwards, because he is trying to, he has another year to go at Orange Coast, and then he wants to establish something that would be comparable to Esserine, which is the thing that they have up in the Big Sur, you know, for all of this intensive thought business.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember, one of the kids had said in his thing something about something about the best thing that's happened to the generation gap or something, I can't remember, you know. And so I told Mr. I said, you know, it's too bad that parents, especially those of teenagers, can't meet them on the level that I have, because
mm-hmm.
when we were in class, these kids react as they really are,
mm-hmm.
and they talk as they really are, and because I'm a student, they seem to overlook the fact, or the fact that they just don't consciously remember that I'm there, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it really gives you a tremendous insight as to how these kids think and feel. And I think if more parents of kids these age could participate in this kind of an atmosphere, it would certainly help develop a lot of understanding. And Mr. said that was certainly one of the things that he had been considering very strongly, and he appreciated my making, you know, a comment to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I really feel very seriously. I mean, I realized that a lot of it to me was just kind of, you know, fun and games. It was so foreign to me because of my age. But you'd be surprised if these kids were so sincere, especially going through this hot seat business, you know, where
mm-hmm.
they get up and just really let their hair down.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody else lets their hair down, too. Some of them have been very cruel to other young students.
Mm-hmm.
And I only had one derogatory remark, if you could call it that. And it came from a girl. And she said that she felt that I would have gotten more out of the class if I had not been an avoider, whatever she meant by that. But that I will continue to remember the class and grow from it, or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
what do you do, analyze one another?
Mm-hmm.
You have
mm-hmm.
to put the name on it, or you just don't know who did it, huh?
Well, you can or you can't. Most of the kids put their names on there.
Really?
Yeah,
I think some of these kids need a good job, though, too. Get out and do a little work.
Well, of course, all the kids in this particular class, you know, are either full-time students or they work during the day and go to school at night.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them work part-time and
mm-hmm.
go part day and part night.
They're not real kooky, then?
Several of them are married. Oh, no, no, uh-uh. They
no.
may look like, you know, I mean, we have a couple of real long hairs, and not real long hairs, but long hairs. And my hell, Mr. the teacher, you know, has this Lincoln-esque beard that he wears, and I don't think he's trying to create any particular image at all. I don't know. I have always thought that he was a very insecure, extrovert type of person.
Well, why in the hell they do it, though? I mean, you know, I see these professors on TV, and they look so horrible. You
yeah.
just worry about your kids going to school with them.
Yeah. Well, he's had a lot of comments on campus, and there have been people. He had one fellow that was older that started out in our class, and I didn't find this out until after we were over at Shakey's. Because I couldn't figure out where he was gone. And when I got up and I was telling him about how I felt about the class, and that I was frankly there because my daughter, you know, felt that I would benefit from it and get a greater insight, you know, into young people. And I said when I first came into the class that there were several people that were older, you know,
mm-hmm.
My age, around my age. There were three or four fellas and about three women. And I said then I realized each week that within a couple, 3 weeks, they had all disappeared, you know, and they just hadn't come back. And I said, here I was. And I said, at first, I kept asking myself, well, you know, what's wrong with me that they, why am I still here? And I said, then I realized that I figured, well, what's the matter with them? You know, I'm deriving an experience that was important to me
mm-hmm.
to be able to develop a rapport, you know, with that
mm-hmm.
generation. And it's too bad that they hadn't stuck it out, you know, so that they could glean from it what I felt that I had.
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards over at Shakey's, they were talking about how interesting it was that I had brought this up, you know. And one of the kids had written, I think you deserve 2 A's because it must have been twice as hard for you to remain in this class.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'll be dead.
And so
made some new friends.
Yeah. So this kid said, well, this one blonde fella that was in the class, and he was at least my age, I'm sure, maybe, you know, around my age, and he was there about 3 weeks, and he was very quiet the whole when he was there, right, at the beginning of the class, and all of a sudden he just stopped coming. Well, come to find out over at Shakey's, he had filed a complaint with the school that he thought Mr. was condoning on things, you know, with these college students that he thought there was no place on the college campus, blah, blah, blah,
mm-hmm.
and had gone into his office, and they had had a tremendous fight over the philosophy of the class, and Mr. said he had misinterpreted the whole thing, which I really feel he had,
mm-hmm.
and the fella got really, I guess, kind of upset and emotional about the whole thing, and had to physically remove him from his office.
Really?
Yeah, they'd had quite a scuffle, and nothing ever came of his complaint simply because there were too many people on the side. Hell, half the kids on campus have had this class,
mm-hmm.
you know, and he has always maintained that you definitely set your own standards.
Mm-hmm.
He's 1,000% against drugs, free love, and anything that shows irresponsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And all he was trying to do was develop a philosophy of people being more honest
mm-hmm.
in a society that is so hypocritical.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't advocating that, you know, the hippie movement, which he's very much against.
Mm-hmm.
He feels people have to be responsible, and he taught this throughout the whole class. So I don't know how in the hell this blonde guy ever misinterpreted what he said.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe he didn't want to understand it.
Could be. Who knows?
Pushed it out
know?
Of his mind. It
yeah.
didn't appeal to him. And some of that stuff hits you pretty hard, and then you think, well, do you want to be part of it? What are you doing?
What am I doing?
Cleaning?
I'm ironing. Would you believe that?
Oh, bless his
In
heart.
Fact, I start ironing, and I somehow or another, ironing just kind of leaves me cold.
Yeah. Want to come down and have a bottle of lunch with me? I got some beer and stuff.
Well, you're real sweet, hon. I have to call mother. I told her I'd call her this morning. I got a letter from her, and in the letter she said, if you can, why, you know, call me Saturday morning, and I just haven't.
Mm-hmm.
It's like taking a beating.
Mm. I haven't heard a word, huh?
Not a word. Uh-uh. Not a word. Not at all. Except mother got a call, I think it was Monday or the Tuesday after Mother's Day, and she apparently hadn't told me about it because it was a very unpleasant conversation. And she was down here, you know, that Mother's Day when we had all that upset with the bank call and all that kind of
mm-hmm.
stuff. And I guess she really, when he called her, she just lowered the boom on him, and he got so angry he hung up on her.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he had tried to call her on Mother's Day, and he spent all day, you know, trying to call her, and she knows better than that because we never stayed home all day to call anybody.
No.
And that there was no excuse, that she knew that if she wasn't there that she'd be down here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was inexcusable that he couldn't have made some kind of contact, you know, with his family or me, and I guess she really just told him off.
Well, good.
Made him angry, and he hung up.
Hmm.
So no one's heard from him since. The kids never have heard from him, and I got a letter from Junior, and he said, I haven't ever heard from Dad. What's the matter with him, or where is he? And he sent me $50 in cash for his car payment, and so I just took the car payment. I wrote a check, because I don't think it's safe to send $50 in the, you know, cash in an envelope. And I slid it down, I wrote a check, and I just slipped it in the second page of the letter, which Raul had written, and said that he, you know, the reason he hadn't, that he was sending it like this is because he assumed when he took his car back, his dad was going to let him take the payment book, but his dad didn't trust him enough to make the car payments and kept the payment book, so he was letting him, because he had stopped his allotment, assuming, you know, that he'd be taking the payment book back with him. So he said, Dad just didn't trust me enough to know that I would make the car payment, and I knew it was in his name, and I wouldn't ruin his credit, which his dad said, you know, he wasn't going to let take the car payment book because he wasn't going to let Junior ruin his credit, which is about the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life. Well, of course. So I just took the second page of the letter and stuck the $50 check in it and mailed it to him. No, I haven't written a word to him. I just forward his mail, stick it in an envelope, and send it all on up to him. And
you know where he is then?
I have never had any of it returned at all. So I just assumed that the notice, the telegram that went from the bank was returned because he didn't want to accept it.
Oh.
See?
Mm-hmm.
But because nothing has been returned to me. And I've had my return address on it and addressed it to him at that address.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he accepts things that I send him, but he just won't accept anything else. I came home the other night and found a card and a note from a man from the collection bureau in regards to his master charge.
Mm.
And so apparently if I'd been here, you know, why he'd have given me the baloney. But so I just stuck it in an envelope and sent it on to him. So if he's getting these things, he's got some idea of what's happening, you know.
Well, kid, I
better knock it off. Yeah.
You keep your nose clean.
Oh,
you'll work out all right.
I intend to.
You just keep going straight.
I am.
You got any friends, boyfriends or anything?
Oh, no.
Nothing?
Oh, I've got a lot of friends.
But nothing you're dating.
Oh, I don't want to get. I just am not emotionally
mm-mm.
I don't want to get involved. I don't want to go out and put myself in the position where some man's going to think, oh boy, she's really hard up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've heard this so much that this seems to be the natural, you know, reaction that I'm just not ready for any kind of a battle yet at all.
Oh, that's good. Did you're keeping busy. That's good.
Well, sure. Work on
that's all.
Right.
All righty. I don't know what time is it. I woke up at 6 this morning.
Oh,
God, what
God.
Is it, quarter after 11?
Yeah.
The sun's coming out.
I know it.
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. So, anyway, let me call his mother and...
Well, give me a buzz if you... come on down if you... I'd like to have you come down for...
You're a little sweetheart. Wish you had a car so you could come over here.
I do, too. I should have had him drop me off, but I didn't know whether you were home or not.
Oh,
and,
why didn't you call?
Because they went up the Riverside Freeway.
Yeah.
Up the new...
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, come on down here. It's okay. I got a lot of stuff. I got beer and stuff. And I got to clean. I'm cleaning this thing again. You know, it's so crazy. I come down here, and you've got to keep it up. Just so much dusting and... And we had company last week, and I didn't clean, you know. And then Saturday, this girl's coming in with her two little daughters, and I just want to have it kind of neat. And I think, all the stuff I got to unload, I just don't think I'll unload. I'm going to take a drawer down here and stick a lot of stuff because I know real well. And I've got some Christmas stuff, and I've got, some dishes my sister-in-law gave me for shrimp stuff, and I just don't want to take it out of the drawers.
I wouldn't. Why do you have to?
And I'm going to leave, I think I'll even leave some of these blankets. If she wants to use them, I think I'll call her and tell her she didn't have to bring all her blankets, because she's a real clean, darling girl, and bringing all those blankets is a heck of a lot, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So I may call her when I get back up home.
Heck yeah.
But, oh, God, the windows are dirty, and I don't know. I hate to clean.
I do, too.
God, I hate to clean. It seems like all I'm doing is picking up something or throwing something. I guess we all are that way, aren't we?
Well, of course, I've just gotten disinterested because, you know, I sit here and I think, well, what for?
Yeah.
You know, what am I doing it for? I don't give a damn. So why in the Samuel am I...
You have to do it for your own pride and joy. You can't live in filth. You wouldn't like that.
Of course not. Of course, that's the only reason I ever do anything to clean at all.
Yeah.
But
listen, get your ironing done and come on down.
Well, I'm not going to work. My ironing's the least of my worries.
Well, come on down. It's quarter after. God, it's sun's coming out real nice.
Yeah, I noticed that. I noticed that. That's great.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to call my mother before I do anything else, so I'll give you a buzz.
All right, honey.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye.